All right, let's see if this shit works. Oh,
yeah. Checky, check, check, check.
Checky, check, check, one, two.
You want to close that window or anything? Because you scare the neighbors?
Ah, fuck the neighbors. They're not going to be for much longer.
That's true. That's true.
You know, so. I mean, besides, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I don't know if anyone can hear me yelling in the office or not. Ah, because it's actually pretty. There's a lot between me and everyone except the guy above me.
Well, you've been here, what, almost 2 years now?
Yeah, it'll be, yeah.
And no noise complaints?
About me or by me?
About you.
No.
Well, that's great.
I know. I mean, everyone who's, well, not everyone, but my listeners listen to this know how I like to yell. So.
Right. Well, and I always wondered that about it, even when you're at the old place. I'm like, boy, I wonder, but you were there for so long. I'm thinking like, well, maybe he yells at the appropriate time when no one's around.
Yeah. Well, plus, you know, you can blame it over there. I could blame it on the college kids. Because there's all these college kids.
I'm 50. I'm 45 years old.
I was quiet compared to the college kids.
Oh. So what's it like now? Are the kids even here with the Wuhan flu and all that?
Not at the moment. So, like, the update on that is my friend Alice, who works at CSU, she keeps me posted, right?
Right.
And so, and this is what they put out before the state lifted their restrictions. Did you get to go in a coffee shop today without a muzzle on?
I walked in, it said, please wear a muzzle because until everyone's vaccinated. And then it says, and if you get up from your seat, I'm like, fuck that shit. And I just got up and I looked for the Wi-Fi password. And dude, I'll tell you this, the girl at Mugs was hot.
Wow, really?
Like, and my type. I was just like, ooh. Which means she would have been bad for me.
Right.
But I was like, holy cow.
Are you sure she was hot? Because she was, like, covered up.
No, right? She had the nice blue eyes, brunette, even though I prefer the redheads. It's just, you know, she had je ne quoi ça.
Okay.
And, which I know now as an older, wiser man, that's a bad thing.
Right, right.
But that's where.
That's a warning. Yeah.
That's where tires get slashed. Or dogs are set on fire, or whatever these crazy girls are up to now. But
bunny rabbits get boiled.
Right, bunny rabbits get boiled, and, Okay. Did you move without telling me?
Yes. Yes, frequently. I change the locks weekly, just in case.
Didn't get
you hired a locksmith or something. But anyway, so now the kids are gone right now because classes are out. But then, so the routine was going to be when they came back for summer classes. So to take classes at CSU, this is obvious. You have to get the vaccine.
Okay, obvious.
Now, of course, you know, there's a law that you're not supposed to be forced to reveal your medical information. But, of course, CSU is going to force you to reveal your medical information. And then, so she said, and they're going to have social distancing still, but only 3 feet. To which I said, so can you explain to me how the virus now only goes 3 feet when it went 6 feet before?
The antivirus killed all the long jumpers.
There you go.
That's what it is.
It killed all. It just weakened them.
It's like killing off you because you're taller, but leaving me because I'm shorter. I can't jump as far.
So the virus just kills the long jumping.
The taller long jumping.
I mean, the vaccine just gets the tall jumping. Okay.
Right.
Well, shit, now it makes sense.
See?
I guess I just don't know enough about science. Oh my God, if I hear one more fucktard say the word science or expert to me, I am going to lose.
Hey, experts say.
The experts. Oh my God, the fucking experts.
So, I went there and I went and I got some food.
Yeah.
At Tony's upstairs.
Oh, you went to Tony's?
Yeah, I went to Tony's.
You're still alive. That's cool.
What's wrong? Wait, did someone get shot there or something?
Oh, dude.
Really?
See, okay. So this was like years and years ago. Tony's was like the dive bar. There were fights there all the time. It was disgusting inside. The upstairs wasn't even a thing. It was like the cops were there all the time. Knife fights, all this
in
other
the
shit.
80s? Because there's nothing but pussies in this town. I was looking at
guys'
arms.
This was like when I moved here 20 years ago.
Okay, so 20 years ago. All right, 20 years ago.
Right. And like, yeah, no, Tony's has totally transformed itself into what you saw today. Which, if you'd have walked into Tony's 20 years ago, there's a good chance you'd have just said, you know what, this might not be worth it.
Right, yeah. But wait.
It's still, like, everyone who knows the old Tony's, we still kind of rag on it.
But was it Tony's or was the town that changed? Because, Tony's is smack dab downtown, right? And it's prestigious and nice and fancy. Was there a Was that the bad side of the street?
No, it was just, it was not prestigious, nice, and fancy 20 years ago.
Okay.
It had broken furniture and sticky floors and less lighting.
Sounds like my place.
Yeah, so yeah.
Sounds like
it was the dive bar where you went to get either laid or get in a knife fight.
Wow.
So yeah, it's totally transformed.
Yeah, it was very clean.
And it's, as far as I know, it's the same owners and everything.
Really?
But yeah, it's just, they've just completely transformed it.
So they made it all nice and pretty for all the...
Yeah.
Can I curse on this show? Because I'm going to ask you if I can...
My podcast? No. Oh, no.
I would like to. I would like to take this and put it on BitChute because I have much cursing to do. They just kept up for the faggotry. Not the gay homosexual community.
Right, right.
I mean the limp-wristed, the faggots.
Right,
I mean,
not the fucking homosexuals.
No, who I'm faggots. For. I'm like, yeah, you guys go. Who, by the way, work out are more masculine than the straight guys nowadays.
Yeah.
They've seen the inside of a gym.
Right. They actually pick things
they
up
They actually
and
pick
stuff.
Things up and try to be hot for the same sex, not the opposite.
Yeah, for whoever they're banging, they're trying to be hot for that person.
Right. Well, no, I just, that's a very smart business move to go from a knife fighting place to a, it wasn't flamboyant at all. It's just a regular nice bar. But
yeah, but like I said, but if you went in there 20 years ago and you go, it's like the transformation is just mind blowing.
I bet you have you noticed the change, or has it been so gradual you just woke up one day and like, oh my God, it's night and day difference?
I think it was gradual. I mean, I saw it coming. I was saying, you know, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, that Fort Collins was going to turn into a shithole. And yeah, it's been a very gradual thing. The Wuhan accelerated it the way it accelerated a lot of things.
I guess so.
Because, you know, it just really revealed the totalitarian nature and the feminization of everyone needs to be safe. I just had to go to the library.
Yeah.
So the library has a sign up there that says, muzzles suggested. I walked in. There was two people in there without a muzzle.
Yeah.
Me? And the homeless guy.
Good.
Everyone else had a muzzle on. And that's why, you know, so that's why it's not going away in Fort Collins, because it has become a way of life.
I wonder about that, and I really haven't paid too much attention to it because I really haven't followed it. Like,
sure.
Especially in the, like, don't go outside. I have gone out the past, what are we, 450 days?
So
I've gone out every day. I mean,
so
like,
have I.
The only thing is whether I put a muzzle on my face or I drank at that bar or not that bar. That was about it.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, going forward, I can easily forecast it. 2 years from today, there are people who are still going to be wearing their muzzles because it makes them feel good. Not safe. It has no medical. It has nothing. It's just like it's going to be the most pathetic form of virtue signaling out there. And I could see these people like, well, I just wanted. And I could totally see it.
Yeah, it does. It makes them feel safe.
You want a new game to play when you go walk through Fort Collins next time? Downtown?
Sure.
It's called Look at All the Guys' Arms.
Oh.
All right? Now, you've been on a hardcore diet and working out regimen, right? You've been following Dennis McGovern.
Guns, dog!
Yeah, but you got no fat. I mean, do you have a six-pack now or no?
No.
Not yet? All
right. Not especially not the last couple of days. I ate a little more than normal, so definitely not today.
I've been working out very regularly, and I'm probably in my second best shape of my life. And so I was just walking through. I went to Tony's, the non-knife fight Tony's.
Right.
And I went to Mug's. Mm-hmm. And every guy I've been looking at.
Yeah.
At their arms. And it's like, they're thinner than this freaking mic boom that you have right there. And I'm just, I can see where these girls are so frustrated.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's nothing out. If you're a chick, I mean, there's nothing.
Hey.
To choose from.
But they got what they wanted, okay?
Well, they could get a career.
They got a career, right. Career replaces dick.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Themselves a career.
Oh, boy. So then what's the game plan here? You could feasibly be at the last 48 hours in Fort Collins.
No.
No?
No.
Well, I thought, like, maybe you... like. Well, what if you take the job in Rapid City?
Well, I'm going to stay there and just leave all my shit here.
Well, if you stayed there, you're gonna have. Wouldn't you move? You wouldn't rent this place more.
Well, no,
right?
But I mean, I got to come back here to get my shit.
Well, right, okay. I'm not saying you'd never see Fort Collins again. I'm just saying, but it could be your last day as a citizen. Because if you switch to South Dakota citizenship, let's say this goes well, right?
Yeah, sure.
You switch to South Dakota, you don't have to pay Colorado income tax.
Yeah, I know.
No.
So I mean, still get Colorado unemployment.
Oh, wow. Touche.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, taxpayers.
Never mind. You are older. You're older and wiser than me. You're older.
Appreciate that, taxpayers. 15 days to put the great one on welfare.
At least some of us are getting that fucking money back. At least some of us are.
I'm getting something out of it. I mean, honestly, I'd rather just have the job I had before. No. But, you know. But I'm okay being a parasite for a while. Thanks, taxpayers of Colorado, dumbasses.
Do you even think you've collected anywhere near the amount that you've paid in over the years?
Well, paid in federal or state?
Federal or state. Like, just generally speaking, like you paid into the state.
Just generally speaking. I mean, like the state income tax here, I mean, it exists, but it's actually not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think, like my state income tax last year, I want to say I paid something like $350 or something.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah, as opposed to the $3,800 I gave to the feds.
To the feds, right.
So, I mean, you know, relatively speaking, the state income settlement. I did get, thanks to Wuhan, I've gotten, let's see, just kind of ballparky eight. If we throw in the stimulus, whatever, the Trump bucks and the Biden bucks, that's 10.
10,000 or 10,000? 10,000. Really?
10,000. Oh, I'm not done yet. And then there was, so those additions, that's like 12,000. And then what I've got on this round so far, I'd say 16 to 17,000.
For the past year?
Yeah.
Wow. No wonder no one's going back to work.
Yeah, why the hell would anyone go back to work?
I didn't know it was that much because, I'm ignorant. I don't pay attention to the news. So you got...
I don't know if this is on the news. I mean, this might actually cause a riot.
Well...
I mean, if people still work... I mean, if someone working in a restaurant right now for $7 an hour plus tips knew that people sitting at home were getting $700 a week, maybe there would be a riot.
Maybe there would. I just don't... wow, that's... Okay, but I'm saying in the, whatever, 40 years years you've been paying into
taxes,
the system.
No.
You're not even coming close. I mean, no. But it's good you clawed some back. It's good that you got some back.
Exactly. I have clawed a little bit back.
Good, good. Well, I'm happy for that. I'm happy for that. I have not.
And you, yep. You probably never will.
And I never will, no. Well, you never know if I can get the platform. Yeah. Yeah. Girl out of my past comes out, and I'll be like, oh, yep, see ya, bye. Hey, taxpayer, take care of me. And I don't know. But, well, I'm glad you... I actually am glad that you did get some money. I'm glad somebody I know who isn't a Marxist piece of shit got some of the fucking money. Have you been to Rustic, Colorado?
I have not.
Have you ever driven Highway 14 up into the mountains?
Oh, yeah.
The Poudre River?
Poudre.
God, I was thinking, how the hell you...
It's a French word.
Yeah.
I get a lot of laughter when I've called people on the phone. Yeah, I work at Poudre Valley Hospital. And they're like, what'd you say? I said, Poudre Valley. Like, I'm sorry, what? Like, yes, I'm going to have to explain. It's a word, French word, blah, blah, blah.
Well, if you go up it.
Yes.
I don't know how far you've gone up Highway 14.
I've gone a little good ways, but I don't think I've gone to Rustic.
So it's just there's a gas station, hotel, motel, and then a lodge.
Yeah. Okay.
And I paid $4 a gallon for gas.
Mm.
And it's one of those old school where you have to switch shit over and it's got the analog.
Yeah, it was cool. That is old school.
It was pretty cool. So I say, well, does the gas pump work? Because I was going up there and all of a sudden I looked like, I got like an eighth of a tank. But I was going up, so I'm like, well, I'm going to get better fuel efficiency going down.
There is that.
Right at the bottom, there's a loaf and jug.
Yeah, there's the gas station right at the bottom.
Right, right. With a cop who's happy to see you. Hmm. So I was like, I might be able to make it back. So I get up to Rustic, and it's just a bar, restaurant, crossroads type of thing. A lot of snowmobilers and campers, obviously.
Not a bit.
And so I was like, I say, does that gas pump work? And they're like, oh, yeah, it works. I'm like, okay. So I go in. He says, well, give me your driver's license, and then I'll turn it on for you. So I go in, and it was like 19, How old was I when I got my driver's license? What is that? That was 15, 75, 1991 all over again. Like you move the big metal ka-dunk.
Yeah,
you
got to remember that.
Whirr, it goes down to zero.
Yes.
Yeah, and it just like
to reset because yeah. It would be on whatever the last person right,
bought. It would reset. Yeah, it would
clunk yeah. It resets.
And then, cha-chung, ka-chung, ka-chung, ka-chung. So the sun was blasting the plastic on the gas, the readout, really. And I'm looking, and I'm like, oh, man, this is slow. And I was like, well, for $4 a gallon, I'm just getting a gallon. And then I'll drive downhill, and then I'll go to the low.
The 325.
Yeah, the 325. I'll save myself a lot of money that way.
Right.
So it's just like slowly going, and I'm like, you know what? I bet you they do this because they know it's $4 a gallon. People just want a gallon to get down to the next thing. And so I'm like waiting, waiting, waiting. And it was like a minute. 1 gallon, $4. I say, okay, kadunk. I put it, you know, slide the thing back over, put it down. And I go in, and the guy's like, oh, that's $40.16. I'm like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. I only put 1 gallon in. He's like, are you sure? I'm like, let me go check. So I go out there and I look at a different angle where the sun wasn't blasting down on it. I put 10 fucking gallons in at $4 a pop.
That's why.
Fuck. And I'm like, well, I don't have to stop at the loaf and jug at the bottom of Highway 14. And then and so now I have like a good 2/3 tank of gas.
All right.
Right. Very adjusted for inflation, not the most expensive gas, but the most expensive gas I paid for in 10 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, no, it's just a little... But I was thinking, what are your plans tomorrow without giving your identity away?
A lot.
Oh, you need my help for anything tomorrow?
Maybe, possibly, at one point.
Okay.
Only for a brief moment. Okay. But generally, my plans are probably going to be most of the morning is going to be packing shit, getting ready to go. Mm. And then I'm actually going out with Rachel tomorrow at 4:30.
All right.
And so,
am I invited to that or is that just a private affair? Not that I'm inviting myself. I just like, you know, like, oh, yeah, my buddy Clary, come on. Yeah. Or is it just like you? I can certainly leave if you want.
Go away.
I'll go away. Okay, I'll go away.
I don't know. You can,
look at that face. Is there going to be...
hookers?
Relations?
No.
Oh.
Not with her.
No, not
if there's any hookers show up. I mean, we're going to a restaurant. I think waitresses are cute.
Okay.
I mean, there might be one that's your type. Maybe a bring.
No. I'm burnt out. I've tapped. The reserves are gone. The main tank is dry. I'm on fumes, and the fumes better carry me for the next 30 years because I'm done. So, female, male. It doesn't. I'm not even talking romance or just socially. So, all right. I'll make myself scarce.
And, all right. Yeah. Anyway, I'll be back sometime. I don't know when. And after that, I'll be worthless anyway.
Okay.
We're gonna do what we always do when we go out. We're gonna like talk shit and gossip, and we're gonna eat and drink so much shit. That,
good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go. Well, what I found when I drove up to Rustic on Highway 14, there are a ton of hiking trails.
Oh yeah, there's a crap ton.
You could pull over there. You could just like swim in the river. And for people who are listening, it's a big ass river comes out of there.
Yeah,
the Pooty River.
Pooter
River.
Yeah,
and it reminded me. You know who it reminded me of?
Hiking?
No. I'll give you a hint. Oh. Okay, he's gay. He's Australian, and he lives in the
Adam
Netherlands.
Piggott.
Because all these whitewater rafters are going down.
Yes. Yeah. That's big. That's a big rafting river.
Now here. See, this is what happens. People know I'm podcasting.
And they call.
Do you know who calls me?
Adam Piggott, no.
Not Jennifer Aniston.
Oh,
you know who else calls me? Not Ava Mendes.
Oh,
the people who call me are the people I don't want to have anything to do with. And they're like, you're not important.
You're not important. Go away.
Yeah.
But driving up that road, and I mean, even like before that, there's hiking trails all along there. Like when the Wuhan thing first started, and I was talking about how I was going hiking 2 or 3 times a week, that's where I was going.
You went up that valley. Okay, all right.
There's a crap ton of trails.
Well, what's your favorite one? So, because there was Gray Rock, and there was Dad Gulch.
Dad Gulch. I like Dad Gulch a lot.
That was good?
That was a good one. Anyway, are you thinking about you want to hit another one tomorrow? Is that what
you're thinking? Yeah, no, because if you're going to be busy.
Yeah. No, okay. I've like later on, let me, I can show you pictures and all kinds of crap and like
point at some
of them and like say this one, like this one's rockier, this one's more level and more trees and more shade.
And you follow a stream?
So like there's one that kind of follows a stream, so it's a lot greener and you got more shade. And then there's others that are good, like if you just, None of them are really technical or anything, so that's that. But yeah, so there's a lot of variety. I can shoot you in some good directions.
Any with like a great view, because as far as I could tell from the geography, you're going up a valley and there's cliffs all around, but like, can you get to a summit of one and then you can see the Colorado Plains way off to the east and just more mountains to your west?
There is one, I can't remember the name offhand, where if you go all the way, you can go up a mountain. And then if you actually want to get to the top, then you're actually technical rock scrambling.
I can do that.
Yeah, okay. I know you can. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so you might enjoy that one.
Okay. All right, I'll have to look that one up.
Because that one is a good mix. The lower part is kind of easy and shady and everything, and then you get further up and there's less trees and
right,
and then you get to actual mountainish thingy, not like a 14er, but a big pile of stuff that you got to go up.
Right. Is it scree or is it boulders? That would be the determining factor. Scree where it slips? Gravel.
Yeah, okay, gravelish. No, it's more boulders.
Okay, good. Then all right, maybe I will.
Like I say, I got pictures of all these trails. So, I mean, okay. I'll just show you pictures and...
Cool. Yeah, no, I looked at it. Then have you been to Hishes?
Hishes? I don't think so.
Oh, I'm taking... Well, okay, you're hanging out with Rachel? Bobby? Rachel. All right, you're hanging out with her tomorrow. Tomorrow's what, the 25th?
Yeah.
What are we, when are we leaving on the 26th? What time are you splitting town?
Early-ish.
Okay, so we won't have time to hike on the
25th. No.
All right, well, maybe on the 25th, I'd like to take you to Hishes. It's right on the Hooter River. They built a deck out into the river with concrete pylons into it.
And Hishes? You mean Mishawaka?
Not Mishawaka? It just says Mish. M-I-S-H.
Mishawaka. That's the Mishawaka. Jesus.
Mishawaka?
I've been to the Mishawaka enough times.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Okay. I'm like, Hishes? What's this guy talking about?
Okay. Why
the Mish.
The Mish. Right.
Mishawaka is the real name. Right. Yes. I know all. Yes.
Try. Were there events there that you...
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, okay. I've worked events there. I've photoed events there. Right. Yeah, it's concerts. Yeah, they do concerts and stuff. I know the owner. I mean, yeah, I've done photo shoots out there.
What do you tell me about it? I've been coming here for like 5 years. Like, oh, there's this great place.
Old hat. Sorry, I thought you knew. Everyone, how did you not know? Everyone knows.
Well, yeah,
even
here,
all those guys with noodle arms, they all know. I went out to the Mish, man, for a concert,
hey,
dog. Dude, we took some, 420, dude. We went to the 420 at the Mish, dog. Dude.
Okay.
Dude, I'm majoring in sociology.
For those of us on that side of the Missouri River,
sorry.
I was just, because I've gone up 34
right.
to Estes Park, and you follow the Thompson River, and this was pretty much the exact same thing. And then all of a sudden, there was like, you had to slow down. They don't give you a speed limit slowdown. You just like, you could barrel through here at 45. And I'm like, there's all these people. I'm like, whoa.
Yes.
And I'm like, what the hell's going on here? I'm like, I got to make it to Rustic. And I don't know if you ever have that, like when you see a mileage sign, like Rustic, 30 miles. Oh, I got to make it to the next town.
Mm, yeah.
Because if I don't make it to the next town, somehow I'm an epic failure.
Right, right.
So I made it to Rustic, and I turn around. I'm like, I'm going to stop at this place. And yeah, it's great. It's like right on the river, and they got an outdoor band show, an indoor band show.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not telling you any of the cool places in Rapid City. I'm like, what? The Cigar Lounge, that's old hat. Mount Rushmore? Who goes there anymore? Spearfish Canyon, only the fags go there. Did you go to Spearfish Canyon? You must be a fag.
Must be. Where in Rapid City can I get some marijuana?
Colorado. Stock up now.
Oh,
did they? No, it was Montana that passed it, right? I think Montana made it legal.
Oh, no idea.
I wonder if the South Dakota law enforcement or the judicial system even gives a damn about marijuana. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But I really don't know.
They might just have other things to do at their time.
Yeah. Like dealing with drunk Indians. That might be. As opposed to the sober ones. All right. So we're heading out, not necessarily bright and early on the 26th. But we're heading out on the 26th.
Yeah.
Are you staying in Rapid City proper? I don't want to know the exact hotel because people might stalk you and hunt you down. But you're staying in Rapid City proper?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Then I got a hotel in Deadwood. For the next 2 days. And
right
in theory, the house should be occupiable by the 28th.
Right on.
Right.
Because they're working now.
They're working now.
And started doing actual work.
Right, because I told them, if it doesn't get done, you don't get paid. And you know what's great about contractors?
They like
can't
money?
Buy. Yeah, well, they can't buy their booze and their pot and have Sundays off while they ride their Polaris motorcycle jacket on their snowmobile unless they have money. Like, oh, shit, man. What do I get?
Happy you're building a house, so I can see how painful it is.
It's not as painful as people told me it would be, but
right.
It's I'm trying to be intellectually fair and honest.
Sure, sure.
There's supply chain issues due to the Wuhan.
Right.
There's supply chain issues because lazy fucks like you are on welfare. You don't produce plastic or carpet or tile.
Or wood. I heard about lumber prices.
Yeah. I locked in before that, so I was all good to go. But it's... Let's put it this way. This is conservative, Republican, libertarian, free America, South Dakota, right?
America.
America. Everyone's right. Still a fucking idiot. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone I can guarantee you working on my house is not a leftist. They're actually good tradesmen. They all work hard. About half of them don't understand that there's 24 hours in a day. And there's this thing called a clock. Mm. And when you say, and a calendar. Mm. They're unfamiliar with this calendar clock thing. And then the rest of society has kind of organized their units of time into minutes, hours, days. Like the Sumerians came up with the 360 degrees of a circle. We've come up with minutes on a clock. They're a little weak on time and planning.
Mm.
And then another thing they're bad at is basic fourth grade math. Because do you need any flooring by chance?
No.
You don't need flooring?
Do you have some extra?
I have some surplus flooring,
oh,
yes.
Really?
Because the woman who did the math, there's your problem.
Oh, boy.
An old boomer woman does math.
God.
A rabbi, a Jew, and an Indian walk into a bar, and then an old boomer woman tries to do math.
Oh, God.
And so now I got a lot of flooring left over, but I don't have enough carpet. And then...
God.
And then... to be fair to the women, we went into the supply store, and the guy says, okay, we'll do the math, and then calculate. All right, we need this many planks of decking. Mm-hmm. This is a big deck. And it's going to take a week and a half to get the deck. Well, you're starting to redline it right there right now, because we need that decking in, you know, because if there's a hole in the decking, there's no deck, the certification of the inspector.
Right.
He's not going to like it when you walk out the sliding window and fall 8 feet to your crippling. Maybe not death, but crippling.
Right,
And then we were shy about 200 square feet. I'm like, how are you off by 200? I mean, like, how can you be off by a factor of square footage, like a factor of 20%?
Just say 200. How big is the deck?
Oh, it's big. The deck is awesome.
It's big. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's,
yeah. Your $400 a month I'm charging you, should you like your job and should you decide to rent for me, you're going to be like, Cappy, I have found my new home. It is a swank-ass fucking deck.
Okay.
With holes.
With holes.
With big holes.
With a 200-square-foot hole.
They're here and there.
Oh!
It's like Frogger.
They couldn't put the holes in one place. They spread them out.
Well, they ordered it. Russia. Oh, we didn't order enough. I'm like, well, you motherfucking better. Fuck. And here's what's the sad thing, great one. And this is why I am going to get a place outside the United States. Even the conservative, libertarian, good old American South Dakota, everyone's a fucking idiot. Everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone's a fucking idiot. And it doesn't matter what their politics are, what their race is, what their gender is, although the women are a little weak in math.
Yeah.
But so was the guy. Yeah. And it's just like...
The men are just a little weak.
Not these guys. These guys, they're still...
Right.
They're big and strong, but it's like... Oh. And even logic? Like, did you know?
No, there's no logic. That's long gone.
Did you know... You can't put flooring in until there's a
subflooring.
Yeah,
no way.
And then you can't put the sheetrock on until the plumbing and electrical is
ready. Oh, yeah. Oh But can't the electrician just put the wiring in later, like through the sheetrock?
Well, it just amazes me because here they all have tunnel vision. And here's what I forget about. I'm a electrician.
Yep, I see.
I am a plumber. They don't get the bigger picture. Like, well, wait, the sheetrocker shouldn't come in until I'm done doing the plumbing. And we need to run electricity to the house before we fill that trench back up where the electricity would run into the house. And we need to, and you're just kind of like, not one contract, in theory, each trade should be done in one shot.
In theory, yeah.
And completed.
Yeah.
Then the next batch of
tradesmen come in. Right, you do like the next layer.
And they do it all in one shot.
Yeah.
But because of, consider this, we ordered the wrong amount of flooring and the wrong amount of carpet. Now, because we don't have the floor is not done, we cannot put cabinets in. And because we can't put cabinets in, we can't put plumbing in. Now, the floor lady doesn't know math, okay? Because she's a boomer woman, right? But that multiplies the problems and delays. And it's like, fuck, guys, can you just look at the fucking... And so I almost would write a book about it, like, when you build your custom home.
Cappy's Guide to Building a Home.
Yeah, number one, tell your contractor it's done by this date, and if it's not, then it's 10% less your fee every week after. You have to go and say, here is the amount of flooring we need, and you know what? Let's go through the math again.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's the supply people. And see, you don't talk to the person that ordered. You say, where did you order your flooring from? You order, what is their number and who's your contact? Call them up. Did you order 40 square feet of this type of planking or this type of carpet or this type of wood? You didn't, because that's very interesting because the person here told me you did. You have to babysit these dumb fucking hick fucks every step of the way and say, hey, did you get this? Why didn't you? Oh, it didn't occur to you? Would you like to get paid? And so it is. Think about this. What do the leftists all want aside from free healthcare, free education, student loan bailouts, and free abortions? What do they want? Affordable
housing.
Housing. Yeah. You could cut 20% of the expenditures. No, I'm serious. I'm being deadly serious. No, based on, you could lower housing costs by 20%, which is very significant.
Oh, yeah.
If there was just some basic project management rules followed, just some basic shit followed. And so, you know, maybe there might be a place for us to crash come mid-June.
Okay. Of 2021?
Yeah, 2027. You know, okay. When Atham graduates with his, you know, chemical engineering degree. And when you find that hot 19-year-old obedient.
And when TJ hits puberty.
And when TJ hits puberty, right. Yeah, and then when Jack, like, actually admits he's a homosexual.
Right, right.
Right, you know, all these, you know, when all these things happen, right. It's, you gonna miss it here at all? If you go off to Rapid City?
Maybe a little bit, but I'm antagonized enough that I'm over it.
Mm. What was it? I mean, was it the collegian? Because you read those articles from so long ago. Was it the mask mandates at a municipal level?
Well, I mean, that, but it was just the willingness of everybody.
Mm.
Just the embracing, you know? It's like one thing to put on the muzzle because the government says so, but you know, when the grocery store implements a muzzle mandate before the city implements it, before the county implements it, before the state implements it, I mean, you're kind of dealing with stupid people who don't understand how natural selection and viruses work. Or freedom, for that matter.
Right. I was going to say it almost sounds like volunteered slavery.
Yeah. It's just that's how people here are. They love being enslaved.
Or could it just be that everything's kind of taken care of, food, clothing, and shelter, and they got nothing else to do, but like, look how ahead of the curve I am. Look how compliant I am. Like, what a good little leftist or obedient... leftists wouldn't even have anything to do with it, but just like, look how...
Right.
How much I care about society, I guess? I don't know.
I think a lot of it is... I'm really not sure how to describe it. It's like their lives are empty and they want to be on television and they want to be in a zombie apocalypse movie. And like, this is their chance to LARP being in the zombie apocalypse, you know, but they don't want to go all out. Like they want to be like, oh, there's a pandemic and, you know, people are dying and we got to wear our muzzles. But I still expect Amazon to deliver stuff to me and because, you know, fuck the guy who's driving that van. If he gets sick, who gives a shit about him? And I want DoorDash to bring food to me because I can't cook my own food. You know, and fuck the guy who's driving for DoorDash. I don't care if he gets sick.
I don't mean to sound so, like, this is even dark for me and pessimistic for me. If you can believe such a thing exists. I was listening to Molyneux while driving down south here. By the way, I'm never driving through Denver again, just so you know. And
Why? Because it's a shithole?
Oh, no, it's not a shithole. The traffic is horrible.
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely horrible. I was just like, this is worse than Chicago. At least Chicago, you got an option on Highway 41. Mm. The only option you guys got here, oh, $12 toll. It's like, fuck you. Drive out to Fort Morgan and drop south if I have to. So I was listening to Molyneux. And I thought, well, that's pretty pessimistic. Even I don't believe. Oh, wait. Yeah, I do believe it. And the point he made was that Wuhan has been a godsend for the losers of the world generally, but more specifically Western culture, Western civilizations, where you're this loser and you were going to leave the house anyway.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, you really have nothing else. You got nothing else going on. You are a truly worthless person to society. Except now, because what is virtuous and moral and just and gives you value? Staying home and doing nothing. And so he would, at first I thought he was being tongue-in-cheek, but the more I thought about it, I'm like, holy shit, yeah, there's like, I would say half the population stays at home and watches TV.
Yeah.
They, you know, they're on their YouTubes or whatever. And it's just like, and now they actually have some kind of value, like, or at least government ordained value. Like, oh, you're staying home. You're preventing the spread.
Right.
Which is another reason why I think a lot of these people are just not going to give it up. Because this is it. This is the one time they've done something for society in their minds.
Right.
And now it's like, oh, I'm still going to wear. How long? What do you think? There'd be people wearing masks.
My career is going to be flattening the curve. I mean, that's what they. What do you do for a living? I stay home and don't spread the virus.
Right, I don't spread the virus. Give me stimmy checks and bail me out. But yeah, I'm glad. That's it. Should we end it? I got nothing else.
Yeah, nothing.
I can tell you about my day driving and all that.
Oh, man, I sat in a vehicle and drove.
Yeah.
Well, at least you weren't spreading the virus.
I went to Tony's. I didn't have my mask on. And then in the mugs, I did put it on because there's like a big sign. At Mishawaka's?
Mishawaka.
I didn't walk in with a mask. And they were okay with it.
That doesn't surprise me too much.
Yeah, they're a little bit removed from the urban core.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rustic, the one bar / gas station / motel / lodge, they didn't care.
Not surprised.
No.
Yeah.
We got a plan tonight or no?
Say again?
Do we have a plan for tonight?
Yeah, I got shit to do.
Oh, you do? Do you need my help at all?
No.
Okay, cool. Then I'll just sit here.
You can just sit here and do shit. I got lots of shit to do before I roll out. I've packed to nothing. I got shit to organize. I got work I got to do before I leave because I don't have to fucking do work there. Well, I'll have to at some point, but I want to get shit done.
Is that the MP3 player I gave you?
Yeah.
Holy, hang on. Look at this.
It's like antique. It's like that gas pump you were using.
Is it still work?
Yeah, it still works.
Oh, my God.
Using it right now to listen to TJ Martinell.
Who listens to that guy?
What? I don't know. Some just losers, I think. Just probably just people that stay at home.
What are these, old iPods?
No, those are like just cheap knockoffs.
Do they work?
Well, yes and no. They play MP3 files. They don't necessarily... You can't use them for an audiobook because they don't play the files in order.
Okay.
So, and the interface, the user interface is terrible. But I mean, they make noise, and they cost like $20.
Okay,
so I mean,
but
for
this
20
one
bucks,
was slick. Yeah. I remember this one operated. I mean, you want to give it up? You
no.
Nope.
That's the best one because it plays the fucking files in order. That thing is great.
Yeah, I tried
looking for more of those. I'd buy one brand new if I could.
That was the simplest, most streamlined design.
Yeah.
Of all the MP3 players out there.
It's great.
And I got this new damn phone. Oh, by the way, don't get a Motorola phone. Just don't. Because it tries to guess everything you want to do.
Really?
Instead of just fucking doing what you tell it to
Fantastic.
Do.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I like when technology tries to anticipate what I want. Right. That really pisses me off.
Yeah. No, god darn it. Boy, that's great. I'm glad you've gotten a lot of use out of it, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
Good. And what, maybe it holds 2 hours of stuff?
Two megabytes?
I don't remember. I think that thing's 10 years old.
Is it 2 gigabytes? It's 2 megabytes. No, it's two megabytes. Yeah, it doesn't hold much. Whatever, I don't even remember. It doesn't hold much. It's 2 something.
You know what I like about those MP3 players, though, as well?
Hmm.
Like, you don't accidentally touch the screen and then it jumps to something else. Because the interface is analog.
Right, yeah. Right, like with a phone.
Right. I mean, yeah. All the time, I'll be in the middle of like a really great, deep philosophical podcast or something, and skip. And here now is Ariana Grande on Lick My Wet Ass Pussy. And then,
yes. I agree.
Cool. Want to get to work? And I guess I could do some asshole consulting.
You could consult some assholes.
I caught up. I did catch up.
Nice.
No.
Don't worry, there'll be more assholes to consult soon.
God, fuck.
I'm sure there'll be somebody else who will need to know how to get the girls.
Did I tell you that I am no longer answering the Aaron Clary decide every major life decision for me questions?
Oh, shit. I was going to ask you after we got done with the podcast.
Okay, well.
To make all my life decisions for me.
Right. Well, it was like, how to get the girls, sir? And everybody who asked that.
What kind of business should I start? That's what I really need to know. That's what I was going to... Because I want to know, what kind of business can I start that I'll become a millionaire in less than a year? If you could just tell me that. Here's 25 bucks. If you could tell me...
Give me a multi-million dollar idea for 25 bucks.
Yeah.
I don't know. By the way, I don't want to really work too hard at
right,
it.
Right, right. Well, I thought that maybe not saying.
Maybe I register the LLC, if
right,
that...
Right. I mean, okay, so, but I need to start this business and make this money within a year, but I can't leave my house because I don't want to spread the virus.
No,
I
don't want to spread the virus.
Right, so I want to flatten the curve and become a millionaire at the same time. So if you could just figure that out for me.
It's so sad. I mean, let me ask you this. How does one get the girls?
Become a millionaire.
Okay, right. That's right. It's like the secret, like it's been secret, like we've hidden it in a safe or a vault somewhere.
No one can figure it out.
Out in the Nevada desert, tucked away in an obscure mountain range, far, far away from any human, lies the secret of getting the girls.
Not even Mulder and Scully can figure it out.
Yeah,
they've been on it for years.
So I it's so tiring answering that question. Okay, lift weights, be hot, be tall, which isn't,
yep.
and be wealthy.
And have money.
There you go.
Well, but women aren't shallow. They're not just attracted to men with big muscles and a lot of money.
No, of course not.
No, of course not. I see you have an excellent understanding of women.
You've lived many years and have observed the empirical evidence before you.
Maybe you should be doing consulting with that much wisdom.
Oh, God.
Yes, women are definitely not interested in tall men with muscles and money. No.
Well, it's
they
also,
like men sensitive.
Well, it's also the issue of like moving on. Like I used to think like I could charge $35 to answer the same question in perpetuity.
Sure.
I can't. I'm like, I had it. The straw that broke the camel's back.
I feel you.
Yeah. So there's been a new spate. The how do I get the girl saw have been replaced by the weak, pathetic, piece of shit, pussy, faggot men of decide everything for me. And the ultimate, not idiom, but I guess lesson or the point to make is that if you are going to have somebody decide everything for you and hold your hand and tell you what to do, one, then you are a slave, okay? And that person who manages you, you're basically a robot being deployed.
Yeah.
All right, so that person is owed compensation. And two, you might as well not be alive.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not saying people kill themselves. I'm just saying there's a fine difference, all right? You know, if you need other people to tell you what to do, do you have agency? Are you conscious? Do you have sentience? And if you don't, you're going to have somebody else, you know, to execute you like a robot. Not execute like kill. I mean execute a program and run some errands. Are you even alive? Are you even human? And so I'm like, okay, that's it. I'm done. I'm done. Where some kid comes up, barfs up 6 different majors, 12 different professions. Which one should I do? And then, as always, at the end, you know what they want at the end? Decide everything for me.
Okay.
Career, profession, how do I get out of the house? How do I get out of debt? What should I do for hobbies? How do I make
girls?
And then at the end, it's Oh, and by the way, I'd like
to be as an add-on, you know, just this little thing. Oh, by the way, it's like, oh, so we bought all the lumber for your house and everything, but oh, we actually didn't buy enough, so we just got a little add-on,
right?
10,000 square feet, yeah, just a little add-on.
Right.
Could you tell me how to get the girls also?
Right, and by the way, even though I'm a completely worthless fucking piece of shit who might as well not be alive, I'm not advocating suicide. I'm just saying your life is worthless. How do I take my worthless, unaccomplished, truly insignificant ass and convince another sentient entity to spend their time with me and allow me to insert things into their holes? It's like, no.
Right.
Oh my God. No, it doesn't work that way. No.
Well, but don't I deserve a girlfriend?
You think there's guys out there that think they deserve it?
Oh, I think there's definitely some.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
I mean, there's just like there's women who think they deserve a man. I mean, there's guys who think they deserve.
You don't deserve pretty.
You don't deserve pretty.
You don't deserve pretty.
No, you don't.
Those books are just getting worse, aren't they?
No, they really are.
Oh,
it absolutely is. Like when I read when I read her, I thought, okay, she's a little bit crazy. And then I read the next one. I was like, okay, that girl is sane. This girl is crazy. And now that I'm reading the pretty book, both of those women are sane.
This it's only girl, getting worse.
Yeah, it is progressive. Definitely, those are good choices in books because they really are three like completely different levels of insanity.
Interesting. Okay.
They're very different.
All I did was pick the most popular ones.
Okay.
And that's a damn scary testament that those are the most popular ones.
It is, actually. Yeah, it is.
Because they are mentally unhinged.
Oh, especially this one.
Yeah.
Dude, I've never, like the amount of time she gives talking about the hair on her body. Like this is the most empowering. I'm not making this up. Like she is all about, I have hair on my legs and armpits. I'm rah, rah, go. You know, you too can grow out your armpit hair. You don't have to be oppressed by the cis-centric, patriarchy, heteronormative, fat-phobic. These are all words that are in there.
Right, right. No, I mean,
this is exactly what... And I'm just like, Jesus Christ, dude.
Is this the one that dreams she's a tiger?
No. That was the
same soil one.
that was the one in the middle, yeah. That's the one who is sane compared to this.
Reasonably sane one.
She's reasonably sane.
Oh, God. So this one is what? The world doesn't owe you pretty, or what? Or is this the one after?
Women, no, but this is, yeah, women don't owe you pretty.
Wow.
Yeah, she's nuts, man. It's just everything is about fat phobia.
That's the main thesis?
I mean, pretty much, yeah. Everything is just because everything is heteronormative, cis normative, white normative, you know, thin normative. Everything's fat phobia,
so
hair phobia.
The entire book is through the lens of, what would we call it? Extreme radical feminist identity politics.
Yes, it is. It is purely identity politics.
What is it? The world of, I'm going to look this up. How many? Because this is what scares. Oh, I turned it off.
Yeah.
This is what scares me about these books is they're like bestsellers.
You want to like sample a page?
Yeah, please do. Pull it up. You get an actual physical book or did you get the...
No.
You know what? I'm going to pour myself another Sailor Strength gin. I'm
trying to work my way through it right now.
Yeah. You ever read any Gad Sad?
I don't know what that is.
So I'm going to say no.
Okay, never mind. Where'd your gin go?
Oh, it's in the freezer. Freezer. Behind the shaker.
Oh, here. All right, got it.
Yeah, you probably should booze up before I read
this. It's been a horrible day. Probably.
Yeah, hiking, hanging out at Mishawaka. Oh my god, you poor baby.
Would you like an interesting observation?
Oh man.
The day started out as, I wouldn't say one of the worst days of my life, but certainly one of the lesser.
Okay.
And then it ended up pretty good.
All right.
Because I enjoyed that. I didn't know that river existed, the Poudre River.
Yeah.
And then I got to check it out, and so. But it's kind of a. How could I put it? Even if you have an, here's where age and experience comes in. You can have an incredibly bad morning.
Mm-hmm.
If you're 20, you've never had that experience. It's crippling. You'll be depressed.
Right.
But if you're 45.
Another shitty morning. Right. Wow, imagine this.
Well, more than a shitty morning. But then I'm like, hey, look, this is a nice river. Hey, look, a restaurant with an atrium over the river. And a little rustic, $4 gallon of gas. My God, did I get ass raped over at that gas station? Let me see. What does she look like? That is totally not her. She totally. There's no way. She's too cute. What's her name?
Florence Given.
Florence Given.
I mean, yeah, if you look past the tattoos and the armpit hair.
Oh, does she have armpit hair?
You can't see.
Jesus. Oh, holy, I didn't know. Wow.
Dude, how did you miss that?
Hang on, let's look up.
Those are like afros underneath her arms.
Florence.
And she very saggy tits. Because, I mean, obviously, I don't have to tell you this. You know, wearing a bra is
right, British.
That's oppression.
Florence Given, 21 years old. Holy shit. This girl is a multimillionaire.
And she's 21.
She's 21. Life and career. What? She hit puberty? Illustrated writer,
life and career.
Life and career.
You're 21. You haven't had a life.
Well, but how? See, this shows you how stupid women are. They're going to follow the advice of a 21-year-old? I thought she was like this 48-year-old hag.
Hold on. Her parents have got to have money.
No, you're right. All right, let's
there's
go.
There's no
yeah,
fucking
there's no way.
Way.
There's no British illustrator, writer, feminist, social activist,
illustrator.
And influencer.
This is her art. She
Dude,
did the art.
I could draw that myself.
That's illustrator. Okay, so Christ. Let's just put that in perspective.
She's known for her slogan designs which address social issues surrounding sexuality. In 2020, her first book, Women Don't Owe You Pretty, was published. Let me ask you this before I even go in. What are the odds she ends up lonely, pissed off, and angry at men by our age? Just what do you think the chances are?
I think she's already she's already pissed off at men.
Okay. Given attended Plymouth College of Art from the age of 16 to 18 before she moved to Plymouth to London in 2017 to study at the London College of Fashion. So she studies fashion.
Great.
There's one thing you got to hand it to her. Now,
sure.
Parent involvement or not, connections or not. This girl could, I'm just saying there's a chance of this. She could actually agree with us 100%. She could be like a crypto-fascist Nazi, right-winger, or just a good old lovable libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
And this could all be a facade.
I mean, yeah, no, that could be like fake armpit hair. Those could be like...
Well, how hard is it not
tattoos.
To shave for a month, you know?
Yeah.
In 2018, Given launched a petition to cancel the Netflix series Insatiable, which she accused of fat shaming, gaining over 300,000 signatures. Given uses social media platforms such as Instagram to raise awareness of issues of sexuality, race, and gender. but the recognition, Cosmo references. There's not much here. Who's the publisher on that book? Does it say? Florence Given, the official shop.
Octopusbooks.co.uk.
No, that's got. Is there something in the? Is there something like you know, like Macmillan Publishing or something like that?
I doubt it.
Wow.
There you go. I like seeing a black female cartoon with saggy tits.
Yeah, that's what this is filled with.
Yeah.
And there's stickers. Hatchet you can buy. UK Company. I don't know if that means. Okay, no, it's first published in Great Britain by Castle, an imprint.
Okay, Castle.
Of
okay.
Octopus Publishing Group Limited.
Hmm.
Octopusbooks.co.uk.
She's totally. Okay, I rarely use the word grift. She's totally not grifting, right? Totally. Oh, no. This is her landing page, and it's all merch.
Merch, yeah. All about merch.
This is wonderful. I hope all the women in the world read this.
I do too.
And I hope you all hate men, and you don't need men. Love sex, hate sexism. Those pictures, they kind of look mentally ill.
Mentally ill. Yeah, I would not want to associate with any of those people.
Well, it's just, wow.
All right. Well, are you? Do you want to delve into the brain? Do you want to fry your mind?
Let me hear it because this is where we're going to find out if she's faking it and she's really smart, or if this is like she really believes her own bullshit.
Shaving. I stopped shaving my body the second I realized the reason I did it wasn't anything to do with my own discomfort, but was in fact entirely due to the patriarchal brainwashing leading me to believe that my body hair was unattractive.
Let me interrupt. What year was this published?
2020, right? Or 2019?
Give me the published date.
2020.
2020, so she was 20 at this time. Okay, so I just okay, she's 20. She is a child still at this time. Okay.
Well, she's a child today.
She's a child today.
All women are children.
Well.
None of them mature past 16.
I used to say no, but until the gal over at the carpet place couldn't do basic math, maybe they are. All right, continue on.
I was fed up being told that I should be repulsed by something that was part of my own body. I wanted to love my body, not hate her. Now, I'm going to read this next sentence.
Okay.
This is going to explain everything.
Okay. I'm glad I'm sitting down. Okay. All right.
As a survivor of sexual assault, it all makes sense now, doesn't it? I hate being told what to do with my body.
Let me just look.
Now, I'm sure she's okay with telling other people to pay taxes, muzzle up, stand sit, you know, but this, like, just. I just like lost my shit when I read this.
Florence Given, sexual assault. I'm going to see if there is any record
of this.
And did she go to the cops?
Nah, right.
Or the barrister?
And that's the other thing. Is she just making this up?
Meet Florence Given, your local bisexual feminist bitch.
How do you get to such hate at 20? Like when you and I were 20, right?
We didn't have the internet.
Let's go way back before it was just the 13 colonies, right. Okay? And the Indians were trading wampum with Daniel Boone, okay?
Right.
Let's go way back. When I was 20, I couldn't even have the time to develop the hate for another sex, let alone any other group of people. Like, what? So hang on, I forgot I was going
to
look up.
You were looking to see her sexual
assault was.
See what she survived. Probably a man looked at her.
Well, I mean, what Florence Given. All right. There's so many sites. Well, this isn't loading up. Come on. I got Sprint. Should be real good here. Okay. No. Just take too darn long. All right, question and answers with activist Florence Given. All right, this might.
All right, we'll go to the questions.
You can't think this won't go immediately to the victimhood ideology. How were you raped? So these websites load up.
Okay, creative access, blah, blah, blah. About yourself, 21 authors of unpacking society's long-held beliefs, particularly the ones that exist in my own mind about myself, my identity, and what I've been taught to believe about others. I wanted to poke holes in this heteronormative facade that has encouraged women to sacrifice themselves and abandon their desires for validation, particularly validation for men.
When has a woman ever abandoned her desire for validation?
Well, what I get a
kick... Has anyone looked at Instagram lately?
What I get a kick out of this is this, like this is new? This has been happening since, like, the 70s. As particularly... People know you for your vibrant illustrations and passionate activism.
Vibrant illustrations.
Is that
going to
work, like, in a post-apocalyptic world? Like, oh, you illustrate things and you're passionate about activism. Okay, here we go. I've been making artwork, if you could call that art, since I was about 14 years old for my art at GCSE, where I was creating illustrations and paintings of naked women with wonky tits. 14 years old. Let me ask you this. Do you think the father will be available for comment in any of...
I bet there is no father involved in this girl's life.
Although it wasn't intentionally political at this time, I think my first catalyst for introspection was when I separated from the clique I was in at school. Dude, this is a child whose inspiration was, I left the popular Mean Girls crowd when I was 16. I didn't like the person I had to become just to keep my place in the group. And once I was out of that, that's when I started to tap into my own self through isolation. A lot of realizations were born from making that decision that informed my art today. What does a 16-year-old child have in the vast realm of... we're the suckers. We're the dopes. She has a bestseller.
She's got millions.
She wrote this when she was 20, or ghostwrote. Somebody wrote it. She has the business sense and acumen.
Yeah.
And here you and I are.
She's
fucking
a capitalist pig.
She won.
She's won. That's what I've been saying.
I stopped viewing women as people to tear down in order to make myself feel better, empathized with their pain, and learn how to navigate their projects to cope with the bullying. Do you ever bully a girl? Like, do you know any guy that bullied girls? Guys would bully guys. They wouldn't bully girls. Who's bullying? You know who's bullying girls?
Girls. Because girls hate girls.
Oh, that's true. I journaled in my diary about my experiences and these uncomfortable truths for years. It wasn't until I went to art college that I decided to do this with slogans. As I also then learned the term sexual assault and sexual harassment. Hey, I bet she did.
I learned them.
Bob approached me and wanted to have sex. That was sexual assault. And quickly became charged with rage at how normalized this behavior was and how I'd experienced it so many times before. Okay, maybe we'll get to where the sexual harassment was.
Okay.
All right. No, then it goes on to a different question.
Of course.
Point the finger at racism, patriarchy, capitalism.
Yeah,
because that's how she makes her capitalism. And her landing page is selling you stuff.
Yeah, selling t-shirts that are made in China.
Mistakes, uninflicted items, psychology. I researched a lot of psychology articles and listened to podcasts of therapists to better... Yeah, therapists who, by the way, have higher mental illness rates than everybody else.
Right.
I drew from my experience from this book. A lot of the time, the wounds we have and take out have inflicted a lot of wounds and insecurities about patriarchy onto women. God, who was her... the dad's not around. We can just assume the dad's not in there. Internalized misogyny. A lot of times...
Yeah.
Okay, all right. There wasn't any sexual assault.
Probably not.
There just wasn't. Maybe sexual harassment, I'll grant her that. But one woman hasn't been sexually harassed. Would you give him that? Have you not sexually harassed a woman? Like, you're drunk, you're at a party.
A woman? I've sexually harassed.
Well, right, okay. That's what I'm saying.
What are you talking about?
Dude, I remember one time I was at a college party, and this girl was talking to me. I'm like, I think she wants to kiss me. So I went in for a kiss.
Yeah.
And I totally got the dodge, like a fucking Bruce Willis, mm-hmm. Neo on his back with the bullets flying past him. I'm like, oh, that was a big miss. I'm like, technically that's sexual harassment.
Sure.
What? Maybe even sexual assault by today's standards.
That probably.
Oh. Hang on. Let me take a look at net worth. Florence Given.
Oh God.
Net worth. Won't this be the fucking kick in the nuts?
Oh God. Oh. This is gonna be painful.
Her net worth growing significantly from 2019 to 2020. So how much is Florence worth given at the age of 21? Net worth between $1 to $5 million. Which I can understand because you'd have to have this big show. Sure. Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
but she is a at minimum a millionaire.
Right.
Very likely a multimillionaire. With Biden bucks, that means like she makes like $25,000 a year, you know?
Yeah. Damn right.
Florence, oh, hang on, here we go. British Illustrated. Born in 99. It's been net worth month, a year, but who brought in $3 million and $5 million. Well, she's got to be worth more than one. Her income is $3 to $5 million.
Well, but you know how women are spending money. Right. Well, shoes.
No, you're right. Yeah, absolutely. Shoes
she's got, but you know. Plus, she probably plays a lot for the art supplies to create this beautiful, beautiful art.
Box of 48 Crayola crayons. That really sets you back over at the dollar store.
I mean, here you go. Come on. Saggy tits matter. That's a hashtag.
Have you ever seen Feminist Baby?
No.
Okay, Feminist Baby. Why are these women all angry?
Okay, that was a rhetorical question, right?
Feminist Baby. Like, okay, and here's my point. Well, can't feminists draw something happy?
No! They're feminist. Of course not.
It's just like even... Hang on, I gotta find it.
I mean, I've read to you like four sentences out of this book. Here, does this sound like a happy woman?
No, it doesn't. But what I'm saying, it's just those pictures look like angry, pissed off women. Now here, baby feminists. Do those girls not like they're babies? They're baby females.
Yeah.
Do they not look like they're on drugs or like just want to kill themselves?
Yeah, they look unhappy.
Like what is wrong? Like this one's got a big pissed off brow.
Yeah, I saw that brow. That's a very angry brow.
Now, how many reviews? 333. So this is as popular as some of my most popular books.
Mm-hmm. Well, and she's made at least $3 million.
Well, no. This isn't her. This is another. Oh, I was just showing the artwork. Oh,
okay, sorry. So I thought you were looking at her.
Yeah, this is a separate bit of artwork.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's her artwork. Like, happy and feminist do not go together.
Mm-mm. Well, they've all been sexually assaulted.
Yeah. Well, this woman's making a living off of this book. Mm-mm. Dream, little one. Hang on. Yeah, as long as you're not white.
As long as you're not white. All right, let me finish this sentence.
Okay, please.
There's a couple of sentences. Right, there's like three sentences we really need. Okay. As a survivor of sexual assault, I hate being told what to do with my body. And growing out my hair was a subtle and personal act of resistance and self-care that was instrumental to my healing process. It restored some of my autonomy, knowing that men and capitalism had no control over my body hair. But wait.
Oh, there's more.
Let me blow your mind even further. Growing out my armpit hair was a very intentional and conscious decision. But being able to grow out my body hair is, in fact, a privilege. Sure, it's not viewed as desirable by the standards of the male gaze, and most people still think it's repulsive, and you will be shunned for it regardless of your race. Wait for it. But being able to grow out your body hair without facing additional discrimination is a privilege afforded only to, now remember she's talking about herself, afforded only to thin.
Thin.
She mentions in this book how thin she is multiple times. Afforded only to thin, cisgender, white women like me. Thin like me.
Here's what's great.
Thin like me. Thin
Wait,
like
me. Wait, she keeps repeating it?
Well, not, but no, but throughout the book,
right,
yes.
Yeah, thin like me. Yeah, no, I got it, yeah.
Thin like me. White like me. Thin and white like me. White and thin like me.
You think she's white and or thin?
According to what she's written in this book, she is very white and very thin.
Look, we can make a, we have to do a decision note here. Or
yeah.
It's either or. Either she knows exactly what she's doing and she knows this is bullshit, in which case I applaud her.
Oh, yeah.
Because
no,
she figured out the algorithm at a very young age. And in which case, God bless her. But if she doesn't, I'm going to have to say that's an 80% chance. Like, she actually believes this her own bullshit. I don't care how many millions she gets. This bitch wasted her. She's going to be miserable. She's psychotic.
Okay, one more. At least. We could do more if you want. But I've
all for it. But you're the one that's got to work. So I just need a place to sleep.
People compliment the hairs on my legs all the time.
No, they don't.
Are you calling... Hold on. She's thin and white. Are you calling her a liar?
Yes, because she has privilege.
People compliment the hairs on my legs all the time. But complimenting people's body hair for being blonde and fair is a compliment, wait for it, at the expense of women of color, whose body hair grows naturally much thicker and darker, often across their arms, upper lips, legs, and brows. So you see, when you compliment her body hair, you're being racist because you're doing that at the expense of women of color. The whole book is like this.
Okay, let me ask you.
Everything.
Okay, so she'll make a statement about a physicality.
Yes.
A physical trait. And then what you're saying is she will then try to loop in race, sexism.
Fat phobia
and other victimhood ideologies.
Yes. That's the whole book. I mean, that's essentially the whole book.
Because I don't, you know.
Oh, by the way, listeners, just for the listeners, everything I just read to you is on one page.
Yeah, that was one page. Yeah. No.
That's not the whole page. I left out some stuff. That's one page. The whole book is like that.
And what's scary is it's, well, how many?
A bestseller.
Well, hang on. Let me take a look.
She made $3 million.
Well, yeah, no, obviously, but I want to know. We don't owe you pretty.
Women don't owe you pretty.
Women don't owe you pretty. They don't owe us.
No.
We're just not going to fuck them or have kids with them.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you don't owe me anything.
I'm very libertarian. Again, you're right.
I just want you to go away.
You don't owe me anything.
You don't owe
right.
me a
I'm
damn
not your,
thing. No.
I'm not your owner. I'm not. Your,
you owe me nothing.
8,940 reviews. That is 9,000 divided by 5. That is 18 times more sales than my bestseller. She absolutely has made millions of dollars.
That's a lot of reviews.
4.5 reviews. I got to get on Operation Evil. I need me some of this fucking operation. Women don't owe you pretty money.
We can jump pages over. She's still talking about her body hair.
What's her rank? Her rank is 9,000. Number 5 in feminist literary criticism. Number 6 in women writers and women's studies. Number 25 in general gender studies. My God, you women got fucking jack all shit going on in your lives. Let me ask you something, great one. Let's say you have 10 years left to live.
I can kill a lot of people.
You can kill a lot of people. Right? Okay, aside from that, set plan A aside.
Okay.
Would anywhere in your top 10 plans be to study myself? Like to study the great one?
I'm going to study myself.
Yeah, like, what does it mean, the essence of great one?
The closest I'm going to come to that is touching myself, and it's only going to be like 7 seconds.
Right, yeah. I don't really care to study myself anymore. I'm more curious about other things and other people.
I got some stuff to do.
Aaron Clary
I'm
going to
go hiking, you know? I just want to go do something else.
But did you interpret it through the lens of great one-ism? And the discrimination of people against the great ones.
Okay, so she does two more sentences about how shaving or not shaving is so great.
It's the epitome of her life.
Okay, yeah. Then she says, making these autonomous decisions is tricky because it means breaking lifelong habits. It can be further complicated by your identity intersections in society and by your class privilege, ability privilege, sexuality privilege, race privilege, cisgender privilege, etc.
She's looping them all
our
in.
Our lives as women are already, wait for it, wait for this, everyone wait for this, especially if you listen to me, wait for this one. Our lives as women are already so restricted in terms of what we can and can't do because of the safety measures we're forced to take. Living our lives constantly vigilant and compromising our comfort for our safety in public.
I don't even know what it means.
It means that she's constantly in danger of being raped because she's so thin and so white
and so blonde.
All the men want her.
Yeah, oh.
No man can control himself from sexually desiring her because she's so thin. Guys, she's thin and she's white.
And heterosexual.
Cisgender. She's not heterosexual. No.
I made a big faux pas there.
No, there is no heterosexual in this woman's life.
Oh my
she God. Is queer as queer can be.
Well, it really does. Like, is she faking it or is this real?
If she's faking this, she's brilliant.
Yeah.
I couldn't come up with this. But I could not write that sentence.
But let's say you had a formula to go with, okay?
Just like, you just plug in words, I guess.
No, not plug in words, but okay. Nothing like Jack Nicholson and what? As Good as It Gets, you know. How do you know women so well? I think of a man, I take away reason and accountability. That's like way up top on our big whiteboard is the starting node. And we break it down. Okay, we got rid of reason and accountability.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what comes after because you are a worthless person.
Yeah.
This is as far as my contribution to the philosophical world of politics and philosophy in general is that everyone wants value and agency and heroism. They want to be a hero in life. They want to be a crusader.
Mm-hmm.
But just as powerful as that, if not more so, they don't want to work at it.
Right.
So that defaults then to victimhood,
mm-hmm.
where I'm oppressed and I'm going to be an activist. And this is where the philosophy ends. And now we got to come up with a literary plan. We have to come up with actionable items that then translate that theory and philosophy into a product like that book. And so she does it brilliantly where it's like, okay, let's loop in all the isms and is.
All the isms.
I mean, you went through seven and I couldn't even repeat them. There's race. Gender.
Race, gender. She actually in that
background, ableism.
Ableism. She didn't mention fat in that one.
Fat.
Fat phobia shows up a lot. So yeah, she's got class, ability, sexuality, race, and cisgender.
Right. So you're tapping into human natures, not just females, but obviously this book is targeted towards females.
Right.
You're targeting towards human nature to be lazy. And they're going to rally around tribalism or a flag because joining a group or rallying under a flag doesn't take effort. It just, you could say, oh yeah, I'm Jewish or I'm Muslim or I'm whatever. And then she then explains why your choice is to stick Twinkies down your throat is the patriarchy or the white man's fault or straight people's fault or whatever other person's fault. Boy, maybe I really do got to get on this Operation Evil thing. I was going to write another kind of white paper.
It says right here, my journey into feminism was exhausting.
Man.
She was exhausting.
You gotta work. I've done enough work for that. That's the one your sodas?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, Clary gets back. I got some classic ones here. Okay. Hey, and, right, and when you're coming this way, take your shoes off, tromping around in my house.
Oh, I'm
your
sorry.
Dirty feet. It's cool. I know. We just rolled right into it.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to be sorry. Just take your shoes off.
Sir, you just made me feel a lot better because this morning I had to deal with a, frankly...
Idiot?
Yeah. A fragile vaggie that had a little bit of sand in his vagina earlier today. And I didn't put... you're going to get a kick out of this. It's not worth talking about because it's already been solved.
Right.
I was excoriated. That's the verb. I was excoriated because I did a U-turn in the neighborhood.
Oh, my God.
I left some empty cans at a place. Mm. I did not push chairs underneath a kitchen table. And... Whoa. It's so petty. And you know what's sad?
Man.
The person who had the complaint, guess what gender this person was?
Female?
Male.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, are you sure it was male?
No,
because, I mean, I'm pretty uptight about some things, but even I would not get uptight about you didn't push the
chair.
That's
because I bleached your cock.
That's true. You did make my cock white.
No, it was sad. I mean, he's a guy. He's a real man. But you're just kind of like... Okay, I'll just go now. And all right.
Well, but you know, actually, the sentence I'm about to read might tell us about that. Because see, Florence has some understandings of men.
Oh, good. Yeah, the 20-year-old when it was written. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'd love to hear her philosophies. What about men?
Now, this one's really gonna ring true for you, Cappy. A lot of straight men don't actually know who they are if they aren't able to provide for women. This is what I've said for a long time now on my podcast. Women think that men exist to provide for them. And that's what they expect from us.
I will go with that, but I'm not necessarily discounting her. Because don't confuse you and me and other independent-minded people with other men.
Well, that's
true. She might actually have a point there.
I think there are some men who do feel that way.
Right, okay.
Just not in our circles.
Not in our circles.
That's why to us it's
because we have so many women we're providing for and they like us so much.
If one of the worst things you can call a man is a girl, what kind of message is that sending to girls? Well, it's sending an accurate one.
Right.
Because yes.
You're not men.
You're not a man.
Right. You know what's an irony or contradiction within the feminist ideology?
Well, there's many, but sure.
Okay, but
the one you're zeroing
in on.
The one
this may be the epitome one, is how much they hate femininity.
Oh, yeah.
They hate women.
They hate women.
Like, why would you want to be a guy? Like, they desperately
want
to be a guy.
Yeah, they want
like,
to be men.
Well, I've never wanted to be a woman. I don't envy women. If anything, I'm like, oh, look how beautiful and wonderful they are. And they're all feminine, you know, all three of them in the United States that are left. But this obsession about, like, wanting to be a man, it's like, not comfy in your own skin much? All right, but what about men that want to provide for women and they're all...
No, that was it. That was just kind of it. Those are just like little throwaway lines that... We live in a world that profits from our insecurities, meaning women live in a... Right. We live in a world that profits from our insecurities, and it's often the patriarchal system that tells us we must settle for love, a kind of love that often lands us in the most emotionally debilitating and coercive relationships. Yes, it's the patriarchy that tells you that you want to seek out the bad boy.
How's her writing? I know the words, what she's saying is
right.
Painful. Her writing sounds way more advanced than a 20-year-old. Because when I was 20, I could barely put a paragraph together.
Well, that's true. I mean, I was going to say it does get repetitious. I mean, there is only so many times you can say, you know, the things that have been planted in our minds keep us competing with each other, preventing us from growing and discovering our innate divine power. This is the patriarchy's main goal.
Okay, reread that sentence again.
The things that have been planted in our minds keep us competing with each other, preventing us from growing and discovering our innate divine power. This is the patriarchy's main goal.
Okay, do you know any 20-year-old who could write that?
Especially not today.
Yeah, not today.
I mean, no, so it is a fairly repetitious, yes. But, yeah, it is the sentences have good structure.
Right, yeah, and that's what I'm saying.
It's not like third grade level, but it's also not, you know, books where it's real overly, and you got to read the sentence seven times to
understand. This isn't Gore Vidal writing. No,
right.
But
it's right there in the middle.
Yeah,
but that's a good place. I mean, that's where you want to be.
Right, but I'm saying a 20-year-old is capable of that, even a smart 20-year-old. So I'm really wondering who wrote this book. I'm wondering if she was just popular on Instagram or something, and then someone said, hey, look, I'll write this book for you.
I'll ghostwrite this for you.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to let you know this, Cappy. That any, all know what the word any means. It means all. It's like you have all, some, or none. Right. Any unsolicited comments on how black, with a capital B, black women choose to live their lives or carry themselves is both misogynistic and racist, full stop.
May I ask?
You may ask, but you're a misogynist.
Okay. Is all criticism bad?
If it's aimed at a woman, yes.
A black woman.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. If I were to go to a black woman and say, stop fucking having kids you can't afford.
Yeah.
This is a very important point. Do I hate them?
Well, it doesn't say you hate them, but it does say you're misogynistic and racist, full stop.
Okay. Let's say I am. Does that mean I hate them?
Oh, I don't know. She doesn't address that. I mean, I can't think for myself. That's why I'm reading
this book. Right, that's why I read this book. Right. But would black women, or let's remove race women, would any woman be better off having kids they can afford or having kids they can't afford?
But see, now you're making a judgment on a woman's life that you're not allowed to make because you don't have a vagina.
I'm trying to help out.
No, you see, and that's...
I'm not.
I don't think you're. I don't think you still have too many brain cells to think like a woman. I think you need. I think you need another bottle of booze. And
I had two little shots. That's all I have.
You're going to need to kill a lot more brain cells.
But this is what's so sad. It's like, okay, let's say you are a black woman reading this book, but we could say any woman. Like you, they believe in this life ideology that everything should be positive reinforcement and nothing good can come from negative reinforcement neutral constructive criticism.
No, everything, you're right. Everything has to be positive reinforcement.
It has to be positive. So even if these gals completely fuck up their lives and the lives of their children, and I say, look, don't have kids you can't afford. Now I'm the bad guy because that's not positive reinforcement. It was like, okay, you did an error. You did a mistake. It doesn't matter. Black woman doesn't. Yeah, race right. Really doesn't matter because many women have more kids than they could afford. And now you, Paul. And I'm trying to like, hey, don't be poor. And it's just, you know what this book is a testament of? Women value feelings above everything fucking else. Fuck whether they're rich, fuck whether they're living out of a car, fuck whether they're living by the railroad, fuck whether they gotta suck herpes dick. As long as they feel okay and they're not criticized, then it's good. But if I come in there slinging my macroeconomic, fiscally responsible white man dick and lassoing it around saying, hey there little cowgirl of the black race, come on over here and stop having kids you can't afford. Look, why don't you go major in accounting and earn yourself $60,000? I'm the bad guy. I'm the bad guy. Women have no worse enemy than themselves and feminists. Honest to fucking God.
If someone tells you that you're too sensitive, it's because deep down they envy your ability to be vulnerable. Your capacity to feel and the freedom you give yourself to express your
good
feelings.
Fucking Christ.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm taking an extra sleeping pill tonight.
Here's a bizarre sentence.
All right.
My friends and I are obsessed. Now, the word obsessed. And we know that whoever wrote this does know how to write, right? These words are deliberate. These words are chosen. They are chosen.
Whoever's writing it is a very good writer.
They use the word obsessed, right? Let me finish this, and I want to know, I want you to tell me if you've ever been obsessed by this.
Okay, I'll let you know.
My friends and I are obsessed with respecting each other and learning about one another's boundaries. Have you ever been obsessed about learning about Adam Pickett's boundaries?
No.
What? I read that sentence and I got this. For those of you, you know, I have things in here underlined and notes written. Like I read that sentence and underlined it and my brain just fried. I mean, that's what it's like to be a woman. I don't know.
Or just to lose, like, don't you want to go for a hike?
No, I want to sit here and obsess over
boundaries. I'm not asking you. I'm just saying, like, like how absolutely nothing else do you have going on? Hey, you know Gray One? Hey, I'm coming to town. Haven't seen you in 6 months. Drove across all the way across the fruited plains. Did some tornado chasing. When I get there, you know what I want to do?
You want to obsess about my boundaries?
I don't want to have a drink. I don't want to grill steaks. Don't want to go for a hike. I don't even want to get coffee. I want to obsess about each other's boundaries.
Let's talk about our boundaries.
Jesus fucking Christ. See, we win. You know we win. Like, I know they drive us nuts and this is, like, popular and it influences and basically corrupts women. It's a virus.
Right.
And
yeah.
But in the end, like, I mean, that's what they look like. In the end, that's what they look like. And then we're all just like, I'm out. I'm out. Goodbye. Nope. Nope to the nope to the nobody. Nope.
Whew. All right.
You got work to do?
I think that's enough of that book. I think I'm done. All right. We got anything else important?
No, we never have anything important. We've already solved everything. It's been solved by the people before us thousands of years ago. It's just the idiot people that are born with their absentee parents that don't teach them the traditions of old wise men. And so we will sit and laugh at the rest of society collapse and decay, and then girls say, like, I want to learn about your boundaries. It's like, okay. I was going to say, like, maybe we should go have hot, passionate sex, but you want to learn about boundaries? Well, holy, yeah. God, they got to be miserable. God, they got to. And we get to watch them all laugh. I got a question, because you're older than me. So you're a little bit down the rabbit hole, a little bit further than I. Do you even follow up on old high school graduate people?
Oh, God, no.
No? Have you ever thought about going on Facebook and taking a look?
Why?
Well, just to see report how... back, yeah.
No.
No? All right.
Couldn't care less.
I know you couldn't
not
care.
Not even for entertainment. I don't even care enough to not care to just to see it to be whatever. I mean, I can't even think of a good reason I would do that. I mean, I've seen them since high school. I mean, none of the chicks are hot anymore.
Well, right.
So then why, and I don't like any of the guys when I was there. I'm not going to like them now.
Right.
I mean, I have better things to laugh. I mean, I got this book if I want entertainment. I absolutely don't care.
I guess what I'm aiming for is the severity of the collapse. Because I'm 46.
Mm-hmm.
You're older than me. And, mm-hmm. you know, like say you take somebody who just hit puberty, TJ Martinell or Jake Napier. they're just beginning to hit where the girls are hitting 30, 31, 32.
Mm-hmm.
And start, well, it may not even start. They may have been so filled with helium and bullshit, they're still flying high. But definitely in my age, I see not just the collapse, but the crash. I'm just like, wow, your life is... I mean, I'm in mid-explosion. Oh, yeah. Like, they're just like blowing up. They're confused. They don't know what's going on. They don't even realize they're dead. You are a little bit to the point where the explosion has happened, and now there's just rubble.
Right.
And I'd be curious if you... I'm not saying you should, but if you were to ever go online to take a look and see what these gals look... Because, I mean, it's...
See what done with their lives.
Yeah. And it's not bottom of the ninth, full count, you know, bases loaded. It's the game is over and you lost. The question is whether these girls are still out there swinging a bat,
right,
not realizing that they lost and the other team went home and the pennant is with the...
Trying to figure out where the good men went.
Right,
yeah,
right.
I mean, that's the whole, where are the good men, yeah.
There's a business idea. Goodmen.com.
Goodmen.com.
Pricing. He's 6 foot.
Right, well, yeah, the taller they are, the more they cost, of course.
Right, but I wonder how to monetize it. Yeah, who cares? Well, should we end it?
Yeah, let's end it.
All right, cool.